Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Tuesday morning, and we're in Sligo for the Easton Spelling Bee. We're at the Glasshouse Hotel. Lovely spot, I have to say. For the Connacht Provincial Final, and we have Kira and we have Anya who are here, be stickered, to talk to us about what's happening with the Connacht Provincial Final. So why don't I start with you, Kira, and give us an idea of what we're looking at today.
Well, we've got five children in there today. We met them this morning. They're very excited.
They are.
They're quite relaxed, actually. There's a nice atmosphere inside, so
yes.
Very much looking forward to it.
It's a bit different, isn't it, too, when you think of Drogheda, there was a sort of sense of terror.
Yeah,
a little bit, yeah.
I think it was because there were so many of them.
And it was our first one and things like that.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the kids today listened to the radio last week.
Yes.
So they're much more happier with the way things will go.
Yeah.
Today,
yeah. So yeah. Yeah, I'd forgotten how tense it can get. I mean, do you remember last week in Drogheda, when the gunfight continues that long, it can get a little bloody and gory.
It can, yeah, yeah. And I think some of the terror was with us as well.
Yeah.
We were a bit scared last time, but.
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't have known it because you were carrying me, let's face it. pointing, going, ask them that.
Well, that's very kind of you.
No.
But there's so many words on the page that you do need to really highlight the words things like that.
So yeah.
No problem. We'll help you out again.
I will need all the help I get. Especially, I'll have to look at some of the words in advance because there's pronunciation issues here and there.
Because
there's words I've never heard of.
Yeah.
Which is impossible. I mean, when you look at some of the kids answering the words and they're trying to break it down, which is the key.
Yeah.
That's a bit of advice you give to the kids, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Break the word down. Take your time. Don't be freaked out by it.
Yeah.
And off you go.
Some of the words are just horribly long.
Yeah.
But they're actually quite easy when you break them down. But you lose track of what you've said halfway through. Yeah. But they have their own little techniques. Like, there was one girl who used to trace the word on her arm.
Did she?
As she spelled it out. And I thought that was genius.
Really? So she was doing this thing.
Like writing it on her arm. Yeah. With her finger. Yeah.
So whatever gets you through the word.
Exactly. Yeah. They all have their own little techniques, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. We should really provide a kind of post spelling bee counselling service for some of the kids. Because, you know, when they go down to back to their parents.
And I know.
The little red eyes come up for a photograph afterwards. And I'm thinking, oh no, we didn't mean to upset you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is tough.
See, at this level, when it's the provincial finals, they have something to be really proud of already. So I don't think it's as bad.
Yeah.
It's the children in the county finals who don't get the chance to go and represent their county that I think are more disappointed.
Yeah.
But even still, I don't think they understand how well they've done to get this far, or even to represent their school. It's a huge thing.
Yeah.
They're up against sometimes 100 children in their school and they're the best speller, and they don't understand how good
they need to know that.
Yeah,
and the parents need to. I always say every child who's in the mix needs to get junk food on the way home.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, a treat or a new book or whatever it is. Yeah. I know no one's allowed to have junk food, we'll all die. Yeah. But just have a treat or whatever it might be, because they're just amazing.
They really need to be treated like amazing human beings.
Yeah. Isn't that
definitely
the way it is? We mustn't lose sight of the fact that there were over 1,000 schools taking part. I mean, this is a big competition.
Yeah.
And also the fact that the winning school will get a school book library to the value of €7,500.
Yeah, so it's absolutely...
That'd be like somebody slicing up a bit of heaven and putting it in front of me. and I'd eat it all.
Yeah,
I know. I can't even comprehend how many books that is.
I know, I wonder how many books it will be in the end. But even, like your class novels, they'll all be taken care of, things like that. So it's excellent.
It's great.
Everyone gets that. And then the winning, the king nerd or queen nerd gets €500 Easton voucher.
Imagine
for themselves.
That. I know, that's amazing.
That's a lot. And George, you can get loads of stationery as well. Loads of pens and sharpeners and Sharpies and markers and
amazing
new folders. Stuff that make us happy.
You would.
I've got a golden ticket at Easton. All right, well, you guys better get in and get the room sorted. Yep. You've got to hoover the room, is that right? You've got to hoover the room.
Or polish the table.
Get the curtains,
over.
You know, dust
the
Yeah, oh yeah, thanks, of course. Warm that up.
We'll warm it up before you come in.
I can't bear a cold chair in the morning. Anya and Kira, thanks so much. Lovely to see you both again. And we'll see you a little later on for the Connacht Provincial Final.